The feast which we celebrate today, a solemn feast, with all its privileges, even though it falls in the midst of Lent, in the midst of Passiontide, nevertheless is a glorious feast in many ways. For on this day, we look upon and we venerate the great saint, after Mary, the greatest saint in the church, Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. And thus we see in the lessons from the book of Ecclesiasticus, our wisdom, we see that he is already prepared from all eternity, just like Mary was prepared. And I was seeing some things that some people were commenting, and one particular person who obviously, if he's a Catholic, he's very ignorant of theology. And there is a branch of theology concerned only with St. Joseph called Josephology. Obviously, he's never even heard of that. So anyway, he's saying, well, St. Joseph never dreamed that he would be doing this. Well, that's not so. From eternity and from the beginning of the world, just as Mary was prepared, so was Joseph prepared. And in the revelations that he made to an Italian nun, you know, several centuries ago, which have been published of recently, one of the most beautiful, beautiful books about St. Joseph that I have ever read, he speaks about this to this religious. And so he is prepared. And he and Mary both made promises to God and to each other of perpetual virginity. And of course, thus, when the Blessed Mother, after the visitation to St. Elizabeth and St. Zachary and St. John the Baptist, all of a sudden appears to be with child, St. Joseph could not understand any of this. But he knew there was a good reason. But he was going to follow the law of Moses, nevertheless. And so in the Gospel we see St. Matthew tell us he was preparing to put her away quietly and thus not expose her to the fury of the law. The fury of the law would have meant that the Blessed Mother would have been taken out in the midst of the city and stoned to death, just as we saw the woman caught in adultery. That's the same punishment that the Blessed Mother would have received. And her name would have been disgraced. And of course, a child would have been killed along with her. St. Joseph, however, and this is where the greatness of the saints, the fortitude, the courage of the saints comes through, he preferred to take on the blame unto himself, that everybody think that he was a good-for-nothing husband who ran away from his wife and future baby as a coward, as so many do even today. But not so. The very night after having made the sacrifice, just as Abraham made the sacrifice of Isaac and God prevented it, so too Joseph makes the sacrifice. And God sends the angel to him. And just as St. Joseph in the Old Testament, about whom the readings of today's Divine Office speak, the virtue, the purity of that Joseph, the one who had the colored garments and who dreamt about his father and mother and brothers bowing down before him, and then they sold him into slavery, that same Joseph had dreams. He was the precursor of St. Joseph, the spouse of Mary, the putative father of our Lord. And so he was the precursor of St. Joseph. And so too, St. Joseph now receives in his dreams a visit from God, from his messenger, his angel. And he says, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. The child that is in her is of the Holy Spirit, because he is a savior of his people. He will save his people from their sins. Now who but God alone can save his people from their sins? God alone. So Joseph immediately knew this was the Messiah. And so he took Mary and then went, and then he went to Bethlehem in obedience to the law of Rome, and then he went to Egypt in obedience to another message from an angel in his sleep. And then he came back after the death of Herod. but because the son of Herod, Archelaus, was still alive and who was also a very evil man, he went to Nazareth, because according to the scriptures, the Son of God, the Messiah, would be called a Nazarene from Nazareth. And so everything is fulfilled. And Saint Joseph fulfills to perfection in virtue, in holiness, in purity, in justice, everything that the putative father of our Lord must fulfill. And so today we glory in the feast of this great saint who gives us such an example and who by his power protects us on this earth and prays for us in heaven. It was of him that our Lord spoke when he said to the mother of the sons of Zebedee that the thrones that they wanted were already prepared. And of course, one was for Mary, one was for Joseph. And thus, they could not have them. He could not give them to them. And Saint Joseph was also, even though he knew what was coming, none of this was of ignorance to him, just as it was not to the Blessed Mother, who said, "Do whatever he tells you. What is to me is to thee, woman. What happens to me happens to thee, woman." He too knows, but it was his putative fatherly heart was so tender for the love of the Son of God, whom he had the honor to be the father of on this earth, and according to most, he was the father of our Lord. They did not know that he was the putative father that comes later when all these things are revealed. His tender love for Jesus was so that God spared him, and he died right before the beginning of the public ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, because our Lord did not want him to suffer all the things that he and Mary would suffer. He would not have stood it. And so he took him. He and the Blessed Mother were with him on his deathbed. And thus he is a patron of a holy death. And to him we pray for a holy death. And thus, after this, he went, according to the tradition of the saints and the fathers, he went to the limbo of the fathers, where he prepared Adam and Eve and all the other of the Old Testament who are going to be saved for the coming of our Lord, which would be in just a few years. So he spent that time in the limbo of the Father, and he, in a way, catechized them. So in that sense, he is also a patron saint of catechists, and a patron saint of the legionaries of Mary, who are catechists par excellence of the Church throughout the world. And so today, we glory in this feast of Saint Joseph, the putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the father and protector of Holy Mother the Church, and of the Holy Father. And to him we pray for an end to the evils that presently assail the Church, that soon we may glory totally in that which belongs to him, the glory as one who is just, beloved of God and men, and whose memory is in benediction, whom he made like the saints in glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.